The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is looking at the potential construction of three locks and dams that would allow commercial barges to carry heavy materials like steel and rock on a section of the Red River. The project would affect about a 110-mile stretch from Shreveport, Louisiana, through Texarkana to Fulton, Arkansas. Katie Bro is a senior project manager with the Army Corps Vicksburg District. She says the study has to show that adding navigational capacity to the river can provide an economic boost beyond the immediate region.
Navigation benefits that the Corps is looking at is the savings to the nation. So if you're able to move rock on the river cheaper than you can move it with a train, then that savings to the nation is considered a navigation benefit.
This year, the Arkansas legislature appropriated $1 million to the Arkansas Red River Commission so it could hire the Army Corps to complete the study. Dan York is president of the commission. He says a three lock and dam project could cost more than $1 billion to build and would need federal funding. But he contends the impact of the project could be greater.
I've lived on the Red River all my life, and it's probably the greatest resource we have here in Southwest Arkansas, or one of the greatest ones.
In 2005, the Army Corps conducted a similar study, but found the benefits would not outweigh the costs. Now, though, Arkansas Waterways Commission Director Gene Higginbotham says a number of factors have changed. Some new industries have built facilities nearby. Interstate 49 now also extends through the region.
So from a logistics standpoint, there's all sort of opportunities from an economic development standpoint that navigation can actually assist.
Higginbotham says a Red River project could also include hydropower and provide better irrigation to area farmlands. It could also provide flood control to an area that this year saw devastation from rising waters and failing levees. Chris Hickey, KUAR News.